I've heard them call them mouth organs.
Mm-hmm. There's another kind that's sort of like that, but you pluck it, has this thing on it. It really sounds pretty awful. But
that was known around here as a Jew's harp.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you have a bottle that you want to, you don't want the liquid to come out, you stick something on the top of it.
That's cork.
What would a cork be made of?
Strictly, it'd be made of cork.
Mm-hmm.
But then there were such things as glass stoppers,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I can remember vinegar. Let me see, didn't they call them cruets? A little bottle that held vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And those always had stoppers in them, like a perfume bottle.
Mm-hmm. So it was made of glass and you call it a stopper.
Yeah, but that was out of glass.
Mm-hmm. The thing you used to drive a nail with is a...
That's a hammer.
Okay. You mentioned a while ago a single tree. What exactly is a single tree?
A single tree
mm-hmm.
was made out of wood,
mm-hmm.
usually.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, early days, it was nothing else but wood. It was about 30 inches long, mm-hmm. I'd guess. And in the center of it was a band that went around this bar of wood
mm-hmm.
with, you might say, a ring on the back end,
mm-hmm.
you know. And that's where you hooked the implement or whatever you're pulling,
mm-hmm.
see, in the center of this single tree.
Mm-hmm.
And on each end of the single tree were some hooks that were held onto the single tree with metal bands,
mm-hmm.
and that's where you hooked the traces from the horse's harness.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did they ever have other terms for, I mean, well, on a two-horse rig, what would you have connecting the two?
You'd have a double tree there,
mm-hmm.
and usually on each end of the double tree was hooked the single tree.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah, okay. What else would you have on a two-horse rig, but that would go between the two horses? The wooden thing would go out in front.
Well, you had what we called the reins or lines.
Mm-hmm. This is a wooden thing. It's attached to the axle, the front axle of the wagon. I think it goes
attached where?
I think it's attached to the front axle of the wagon, and it goes between the two horses.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. You mean on the front end of the tongue?
That's what I was talking about was the tongue.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Maybe that wasn't a good description as a long, you know. It's a wooden thing. I was trying not to use the word pole. How about on a one-horse rig? What do you call the two things that went beside the horse?
A what?
On a one-horse rig, the two things, what would you call them? On a buggy.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah. We call them the shafts.
Mm-hmm.
That's on a buggy, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the old days, how did they used to prepare a field for planting?
Well, they broke it first mm-hmm. with a breaking plow.
Mm-hmm.
And to begin with, you just had one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just turned one furrow at a time.
Yeah, one bottom.
And then later, they came along with a riding plow, and you got two on that, see? Mm-hmm. Well, that was the first thing you did. You turned the soil over.
Mm-hmm.
And then, depending on the kind of ground it was and what equipment you had, there were various ways of, might say, pulverizing it and getting a good seed bed.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the equipment that was used was what was known as a spike tooth harrow.
Mm-hmm.
That was a framework that had